Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast in relation to English grammar and helpful tips, hopefully, to help you understand English and speak it and write it in a better format. The first sentence that I have for you today has a little political flavour and it's quite relevant given the issues around Brexit. So those of you who have been keeping in touch with politics in Europe will know the problems that the UK has and Europe, of course, with Britain's intention to leave the European Union. So let me read it the first time. The Prime Minister's decision to suspend Parliament has prompted an angry backlash from MPs and opponents of a no-deal Brexit. Second reading. The Prime Minister's decision to suspend Parliament has prompted an angry backlash from MPs and opponents of a no-deal Brexit. So lots of trials and tribulations, problems for the British Prime Minister, Mr. Boris Johnson, as he tries to get his deal through, or indeed no deal. And they introduce a very important word these days that I hadn't used or seen for a while. To prorogue Parliament means to force Parliament to close under the British Constitution. Prorogue, P-R-O-R-O-G-U-E. So you're going to hear and read that a lot in British newspapers. So the sentence, the Prime Minister's decision, so the decision of the Prime Minister, the Prime Minister's, and we have that apostrophe S at the end, the Prime Minister's decision. Then we have the infinitive to suspend, yeah, to suspend, the infinitive to suspend Parliament has prompted. Here we're using the present perfect, has prompted, and to prompt means to give somebody a little nudge, to give them a little bit of encouragement. So has prompted, to prompt, past participle prompted, has prompted an angry, so not very happy, an angry backlash. A backlash means a response, a negative response. So this decision of the Prime Minister to suspend Parliament has prompted an angry response, an angry backlash. Literally, the leather strap on your back, a backlash, something not so nice. An angry backlash from MPs. Again, here we have this apostrophe S, MPs, short for Members of Parliament. We can use it because it's a accepted form of English. So MPs and opponents. Opponents means those that oppose, those that have a different view or a different opinion than that or those of the Prime Minister. So from MPs and opponents of a no-deal Brexit. So here this is an actual adjective, a no-deal Brexit, N-O, and then we have a hyphen, D-E-A-L. So we've created this collocation as an adjective, a no-deal Brexit. Yeah, it's not a good Brexit. It's not a quick Brexit. It's a no-deal Brexit. So we're using an adjective. Okay, so again, the Prime Minister's decision to suspend Parliament has prompted an angry backlash from MPs and opponents of a no-deal Brexit. So lots of nice words and nice words for some pronunciation exercises as well. Prime, meaning first. Prime, the Prime Ministers. P-R-I-M-E, Prime. Decision. Suspend. Parliament has prompted, P-R-O-M-P-T-E-D, prompted, id, you get that id sound, prompted. Backlash. Hear that sound? Backlash. Brexit. This is a very new word introduced in the British language only over the last 3 or 4 years. So, very new word for everybody. Exit of Britain from the European Union. Brexit. Okay, so, nice words. Prime Minister. Decision. Suspend. Parliament. Prompted. Backlash. Brexit. Okay, so that's your lot for this particular podcast, and you can join me again soon. And as always, if you want to contact me, then you can do so on the web, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, or my personal email address, hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.